picture or preparation, the literal translation. It basically describes how a food can become susceptible to tumah. In order for a food to be susceptible to tumah, it has to be hechsher, it has to be prepared. Again, not hechsher in the usual, in the kashra sense, but here in the preparation sense, to make it susceptible to tumah, it needs to come in contact with liquid, with one of the seven liquids. Through this process, the food, when it becomes wetted by one of these seven liquids, it now can become tumah. So that's the most important thing to remember about this Masechta. We're talking about under what circumstances food can become tameh when it comes in contact with liquids. So the first Mishnah reads, Kol mashgesh atchilaso l'ratzon, afa pisha enoso for the ratzon. Any liquid which in the beginning was pleasing, we'll describe what that means in a second, afa pisha ein sofa l'ratzon, even though at the end of the day it was not pleasing to you, osha sofa l'ratzon, afa pisha ein tchilaso l'ratzon, or at the end it was pleasing, even though at the beginning it was not pleasing to you, harei ze b'chiyutan. This falls into the pasuk of b'chiyutan. What's b'chiyutan? The pasuk in Vayikra describes b'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal nafal nilasan alav tamihu lachem, literally translated, but if water is placed upon a seed and their carcass falls upon it, it is tummy to you. And the pasuk and the words v'chiyutan don't are written yud tuf nun without a vav there, and therefore could be read one of two ways. It could be v'chiyutan if water was placed, it happened by some other cause naturally, or v'chiyitin that you placed on it. And the pasuk could be kind of read either way. So Chazal make a drasha that water comes naturally on it, but it has to be in a way as if you placed it. What do you mean, as if you placed it? It has to be pleasing to you. The water, when it falls naturally on the food, in order to make that food susceptible to tumah, it has to be such that as if you placed it and that it was pleasing to you, it was a desirable outcome that the food became wet. This is an important requirement for Maseches Machshirin, for in order for food to become hechshered from a kabel tumah, the water that fell upon it has to be something that you want, that has to be pleasing to you. So what our Mishnah is teaching us is that as long as at some point the water falling upon the food was pleasing to you, or at least the water falling was pleasing to you, then that falls into karabach yutan and it is hechsher l'kabel tumah. It can become mekabel tumah, the food can become mekabel tumah, even whether it was at the beginning or at the end, as long as at some point. What are examples of the beginning and the end? The examples provided by the Rav Martinura are, let's say you put out a pot to draw, to get wet in the rain. It was a dirty pot, you put it in the rain to get wet, to get cleaned. So the rain fell upon it, and then it bounced from that rain onto your food. So you were happy with the water coming down from the sky and washing out your pot. That was a tchilah, so it was good at the beginning. When it bounced upon the food, you weren't particularly thrilled with what happened. That is still makabel tumah, because the beginning, when the water fell, it was something that you wanted. Likewise, in the opposite case, osha sofa l'ratzon, afi she'en tchilah l'ratzon. When the rain fell, that's not something you wanted, but once it hit your food, you were happy with it. That is considered within the pasuk b'chiyutan. The food is now hechsher l'kabel tumah. So that's the beginning of the Mishnah. Mishnah then adds an important line, mashkin tameim mitamin l'ratzon v'shelo l'ratzon. This is all true if water that was not tameh. It's just natural water that's raining or flowing. However, if you have a liquid that was already tameh, it was tummy prior to anything, then that's metam l'ratzon or l'ratzon. It doesn't matter whether you wanted the water to hit your food or not. If the water was previously tummy, it brings the tumah and it brings the hechsher for the food at the same time. The language of the Rav is that they come to tumas and hechsher and bun ka'achad. It brings tumah to the food and the food being wet and ability to become makabel tumah itself at the same exact time. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's beratzon or not. If the water was already tamei, then the food becomes tamei as well, regardless of whether you wanted the food to get wet or not. That concludes Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis reads, Hamarid es ha'ilon l'hashemen o'achlin o'es ha'tumah in mechiyutan. Let's say you were shaking a tree, because there was food in it, there was something hanging from the tree, you wanted to shake the tree to get the fruit out, or there was something tameh in the tree. There was a bug in there or something like that. You want to get it out of the tree. So if you shake the tree to get it out, and as you're shaking it, some water that was on the leaves falls on your food, the Mishnah says, Enen b'chiyutan. That is not considered as it's pleasing to you. Again, because you didn't want the water to fall. That wasn't your intention. So it's not considered water that can mehechsher the kabel tuma, because as we noted, in order for water to mehechsher the kabel, to make something hechsher the kabel tuma, anything that you wanted, and since you were just shaking the tree to get something out of it, either food or something tame, that water that falls onto the food is not considered something hechsher the kabel tuma. L'hashemenu mashkin, but let's say you were shaking the tree to get water out of it, meaning there was water that you wanted to get out of that tree because it was damaging something in the tree. Beishamai omrim hayotzin ve'eshebo b'chiyutan. According to Beis Shammai, not only is the water that you shook out of the tree that falls onto your food, not only is that water, hechsher kabel tuma, make the food mekabel tuma, any remaining water in the tree that you did not shake off, even that water is now b'chiyutan, and now is hechsher kabel tuma. Meaning that if it falls on the food can be kabel tuma. And the reason for that, as explained by the Rav, is that you now gave chashivus. You gave importance to all the water that fell and to one of the tree. So all that water is now in the category of b'chiyutan, and that if it falls on the food, it's actually kabel tuma. Bishila omrim hayotzin b'chiyutan, the water that comes out that you shook out of the tree, that counts as b'chiyutan. That water is now hechsher kabel tuma, the food is now wet and can be kabel tuma. However, eshebo, the remaining water in the tree, in b'chiyutan, the water that remains in the tree is not mekabel tuma, because you wanted all the water to leave the tree. And therefore, whatever water is remaining, you don't care about anymore. And therefore, the water that remains in the tree is not considered in the pasuk b'chiyutan, and that is not hechsher kabel tuma. That is the end of Mishnah Beis.